The First Mrs. Rothschild by Sarah Aharoni. Translated by Yarden Greenspan. Performed by Elizabeth Rogers. Frankfurt am Main, Tuesday, May 8th, 1770. It all began at the window of our home. I love windows. In the afternoon, I linger at the window for a long time. I look over the sights of Judengasse, the Jewish quarter, and cannot get enough. Not of the women carrying yokes with buckets of water, nor of the little kinder scrambling among the carts of goods, the sellers and shoppers, nor of the teenage boys returning from the yeshiva. And then, one day, as my eyes floated over the figures moving beneath my window, my gaze fixed on him. Tall, a pointy hat atop his head, a briefcase in his hand, hurrying home. Was that Meyer Amschel Rothschild? We all know each other on our street, our one single street. I had seen him several times in the past. How was it that I'd never given any thought to him or his stature, which seemed to have increased overnight? And why did my eyes chase over his hasty figure until he disappeared around the corner toward his house? And what was the meaning of that breathlessness rising in my chest and the light pinching, that tickling in my belly? The next day, from my regular post, my eyes sought his hurrying image. I leaned on the windowsill, glanced impatiently at the constant traffic down the busy street, and prepared myself for his appearance. My eyes fluttered over the shoulders steadying yokes and the faces of the kinder calling to each other, "Time out!" as they made way for mothers, impatiently following the women's slow, heavy footfalls. Once the disruption had passed, the children restarted their games from the very point where they had stopped. There, behind a heavily moving cart laden with used housewares, the pointy hat suddenly overtook the coachman, the buckets, and the kinder. As my heart sang, greeting the hat and the man beneath it, both were already disappearing around the bend leading toward the Bockenheimer Gate and Meyer Amschel's house. From that point on, the regular sights of my beloved Judengasse were of nothing more than secondary significance. My entire attention was given to capturing the single vision for which I was standing there. I treasured the secret in my heart. No one was privy to the storm raging inside of me. The days floated by, laden with expectation, days of searching and hope, ending with a void, and then renewed hope for the following day. I stood at our window and waited.